That's where I found myself that mid-afternoon, looking into that box, seeing nothing but blackness staring back at me. I had fallen absolutely and downright madly in love with the wrong person. And even after telling myself over and over again how this will not end well for the both of us, I kept going back, knowing I was being a complete fool. He's the one house on the bright corner that gives out the best candy during the Halloween holiday. He's the man that reaches those spots and places my husband has never been. He's my desire, and I am his wonderland. He is the mirror which shows me truly what I am, an imperfect woman, a cheating wife. But I don't hate myself for being those things. Not now, anyway. With him, I don't have to pretend that I am not those things. It's hard being in love. At times it seems next to impossible to be in love. The commitment, the compromises, the odious realization that the one person you love the most could very well be the one person you absolutely hate. Yet, when you are in love with the wrong person, that's when everything you wanted to be in life gets washed down, scrubbed, and drained, then hung out to dry on a sinking clothesline like some old shirt you'd never had the courage to get rid of. Displayed for all to see, no matter how much you despise who they are, no matter how much you detest their lifestyle and knowing, without question, everything they do is bad for you despite your good efforts to be pure of heart. In the end, you still refuse to let go, especially when everything they do causes you to want them even more.